It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement from Hippocrates Wellness. It's so nice to once again be back on the airwaves with you, wherever you're sitting or driving or laying out in the sun or going down the slopes with skiing. We're happy. And today, as always, we're going to bring some advanced knowledge to you. And the young lady that we're going to interview, Kaya Roman, Anna Marie and I have had the privilege to know since she was a young teenager. Mm-hmm. We actually watched her grow up. She's quite a lady now. She's written a book called The Joy Plan, which we read and thought was remarkably good. Her father happens to be the psychotherapist and has been for more than three decades at Hippocrates. So she grew up with good ilk, as we say.
Yes, amazing.
Now, being a person with an open mind, she has explored many avenues of healing, and she herself lives on a plant-based diet and knows, as she just said to us before the show, that the level of energy she expels flying from coast to coast and working with some of the large corporations, for instance, like Google, out in Doctors on Demand, you've got to have energy. But there's other ways we're looking at things now at the beginning of the 21st century, wildly different than we may have just 10 years or 20 years ago. I'm of the 60s generation, and all of us remember, even if you didn't partake, that was the freedom generation, dancing, singing, getting high in grass, and dropping acid. Yeah, that's right. We were dropping acid. And then two guys from Harvard, two professors, got us in trouble because they started to say that this was the greatest thing in the world. It was going to open it up. And there were lots of other doctors all over the world that were literally doing research on it because they saw it as an incredibly promising avenue to work with people who have psychiatric concerns. And thank goodness this is back on the table today. The U.S. government is doing research on it as we speak. Governments all around the world are. And everything that's being reported is not only we suspect it's going to be promising, it is promising. And you don't have to have psychiatric disorders to want to open up your mind and to expand your consciousness. Because when you do that, your fear goes away. And when you do that, your pain goes away. And you can see things vividly that you can't see quite any other way. So Kaya Roman basically created an organization called KetaMed, and she's helping people all over the United States go down a new path so that they become whole, happy, and well. So nice to have you here today, Kaya.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful introduction. It is so wonderful to be here with you, two of my most favorite people. I feel like you're my auntie and uncle. I'm probably the luckiest human on earth that I have kind of grown up at Hippocrates Health Institute and having my dad, who is such a special being. And, you know, I started teaching, leading personal growth workshops with him when I was 11 years old. So I definitely have not had a traditional life. My first holotropic breath workshop was when I was 12. I was able to go through the Hippocrates program when I was 19. And just have always, you know, really been seeking, like you said, healing and alternative modalities, you know, just knowing that we are more than we think we are. And there is so much more available to us than we're often being told. So I've been a seeker for a long time, and a storyteller, just, you know, bringing forward information to help people as best I can. That's why I wrote my book, The Joy Plan. I would say that spreading joy is my mission in life. And like you said, when I learned about psychedelic medicine and all the promise that that holds to really help people find healing, and the connection between, you know, psychedelics and the effect on the brain, creating the conditions for joy, it was like a natural for me to head in that direction as well, you know.
And so many people are on antidepressants and heavy-duty opioids, they have no idea the side effects because it's kind of legal. It's what you get from your doctor, and you get much more hooked on that than any of these psychedelics.
And they pop people on it if they look to the right or to the left. You know, it's a catastrophic overuse of these meds. So tell me a little bit about what's going on. I know you're out. You work a lot in Silicon Valley. You're one of the few people I know that's been on the Today Show a couple of times. You were on back when you were at university, and you and your then beau converted an old bus and put waste oil out of fast food restaurants into the tank, and they did the longest segment I've ever seen on the Today Show. And now, with your latest endeavor, the Joy Plan, they feature that not only in the Today Show, but Forbes. So what are they doing in Silicon Valley? Are people actually searching out ways to increase their ability to see what they need to be and who they are?
Well, yes. I think, you know, not just, but in lots of places, you know, I feel like we simultaneously have some of the most difficult, darkest challenges happening and some of the most amazing breakthroughs and growth, which, you know, often happen simultaneously. There's so many people struggling with their mental health, with anxiety, with depression coming out of the pandemic. And, you know, like you mentioned, everyone's on SSRIs and anti-anxiety meds with horrible side effects, and they're not working. And there's a lot of scary things going on in the world. So, you know, people are struggling, and then out of that struggle comes a seeking for relief. So in my experience, people here in Silicon Valley, a lot of people are tapping into psychedelic medicine, whether it's plant medicine ceremonies or microdosing. A lot of people are microdosing psilocybin mushrooms, and the research coming out about that is remarkable. You know, check out some of the research in Nature, science journal comparing microdosing psilocybin and taking antidepressants, and the psilocybin wins every time with no side effects. So, you know, I'm definitely seeing that. And I would like to speak a little bit about ketamine treatment, which, you know,
we're going to do that.
We're going to take a short break.
But one of my favorite writers ever, he's alive today, Michael Pollan, has literally written the most important book on this subject. And he does deep dives into research and reports a lot of the important studies. If you get, I think it's on Netflix, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
But there's a
How to Change Your Mind.
How to Change Your Mind.
Such a great series on Netflix. Mm.
So we come back, we're going to talk about which type of medicines have been noted to open up your consciousness. And all of us could use a little bit more of that. So we'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness, and we're here with Kaya Roman. And this is really interesting because I think all of you need to find a way to cope with the stress. Being a parent, being a child, you know, there's so many things that we need to learn how to cope with stress. And do we take a walk? Do we drink alcohol? Do we, do we just go to sleep and stay home? So which kind of medicine can be used to open our minds, especially, of course, as adults? Yeah,
great question. Mm. Well, I think that the topic of stress is really important because, of course, stress has huge implications for our health.
Yes.
And like as a species, we are way too stressed out. In my book, The Joy Plan, I talk about techniques like mindfulness techniques, and of course the foods that you eat and different things naturally that you can do to increase your dopamine or serotonin and reduce your cortisol levels to regulate stress. But I wrote The Joy Plan before I knew about psychedelic medicine. And since I've had some psychedelic medicine experiences, I've also learned that there are really profound effects that you can get from working with psychedelics, such as psilocybin mushrooms, ayahuasca, ibogaine, and the one that is legal at a federal level, ketamine. And all of these psychedelics, even though the experience will be very different depending on, which compound or which dose, they all have one similar effect, which is that they quiet the activity in the default mode network of the brain. And this is like that chatterbox that's giving you 90% of your repetitive thoughts. And for most of us, it's a rumination or a worry stream of consciousness that's just going and going and going.
Issue,
it's very difficult.
Ketamine ketamine is a pharmaceutical drug, and LSD is, I guess, would have to be in the same category. But most of the others are called plant medicine, traditional medicines that have been used hundreds and thousands of years and presently used by different tribal cultures in the world. So you said that it's approved federally, the ketamine. Now, what is it approved for?
So all these compounds are scheduled differently. And like you said, in the 60s, most psychedelics were put on Schedule 1, which is that they are considered to have no medical benefit and high likelihood of abuse, which we know now from all the research that that is just not correct, and they were incorrectly scheduled. But ketamine is one of the top 10 most commonly used medicines in the world as an anesthetic. It's used in surgery. At high doses, it will put you to sleep, and it's so commonly used because it's so safe. And so it is Schedule 3, which means that it can be prescribed by doctors and medical professionals. And at Yale University and Johns Hopkins and, many of the other research institutes, they've found over about the past 25 years that at a low dose, ketamine used off-label, as in, not as an anesthetic, has antidepressant properties and is actually a very effective treatment for getting people out of treatment-resistant depression and treating anxiety and PTSD. And there's even more research coming out about, what other things ketamine can help with.
So we've observed numerous people who have undergone this type of treatment protocol, and it doesn't directly correct the depression, but it puts them in a position where they can release the harmful drugs, the antidepressants. That in and of itself is powerful. And I know there's ketamine centers all over the country, all over the world now. Is that not so?
Yes, that's correct. When I first learned about this treatment, I went and did a series of ketamine treatments at a beautiful clinic in Miami. Hmm. And so in a clinic, you get the medicine as an injection or an infusion. You usually do a series. And the way that it works, like you said, it doesn't just, stop your depression, but it, in addition to quieting the default mode network, it creates a burst of new dendrites or new neuron growth in the brain. So, we all have this neuroplastic brain. This is how we learn. We form neural pathways when we have repetitive thoughts, repetitive words, repetitive actions.
Let me explain to the listeners what this. Think about it as wiring systems. And if you have a wiring system that's stuck on replay and replay and replay and repetitive thoughts, and this 90% of what our annoying thoughts are, what you do is create alternative. You don't get rid of that. Alternative routes. And that's what this can do. And by doing that alone, it purges the disorder and gives you a relief.
Yes. I mean, I think you do need to combine it for ideal outcomes with some kind of integration coaching or therapy.
Exactly.
So you don't slip back into those old neural pathway wiring programming that you have. But it gives you like a window of opportunity, a clean slate in a way to create something new. And it's amazing. You know, many ketamine clinics have opened up across the country. There are many in Florida, in the South Florida area for sure. And then my team, saw a real need, especially during the pandemic, to create an at-home option for people who either don't have the financial resources or the time to go get treatment in a clinic. And so we created KetaMD, which is a telemedicine platform, so people can qualify for treatment with the, you know, Zoom session with a doctor to see if they qualify. Then they receive the ketamine in the mail in the form of a lozenge that dissolves in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They do that treatment at home while they are guided over telemedicine by a nurse and watched over by a nurse. And they also have, you know, a support person in the home for safety.
That's quite a gift.
This is something to increase access. Yeah,
it is. Wow. That's a gift. So as you're pointing out, that not everyone get to a clinic, nor are people all living near clinics, but you can do this with the medical guidance. Now, let's ask one more question that I'm aware of, but the listeners may not be. Microdosing means that you're not going to hallucinate where you're out of control. Microdosing means that you have very, very small amounts. And they found out from the research now, several of the institutions, that literally that cumulatively is more effective than going on a trip, which, you know, people generally did to get high rather than have corrective orders. So explain a little bit more before we go to break on that.
Yeah, for sure. So microdosing, like you said, it is a sub-perceptual amount of the compound. I would say that one of the most common things that people are studying and trying for microdosing is psilocybin mushrooms. And so it would be like a tenth of a gram of a mushroom every day, or some people do it a few times a week, five times a week, take the weekends off. So you don't feel it, but it is having this neurogenesis effect on a continual basis, meaning you are creating new neuron growth in your brain and can form those new neural pathways more often. And again, I just really like to encourage, while working with compounds like this, also be doing the other practices so that you're not just creating new neuron growth, but then still slipping back into those old habits of anxiety, depression, or thoughts. But, you know, put the practices in place like I write about in the Joy Plan. Have a mindfulness practice. Have a joy practice, a gratitude practice. Focus on cleaning up your diet and cleaning up your relationships. And if you do that in conjunction with something that's giving you that continual neurogenesis state in your brain, this is how you, like Michael Pollan says, truly change your mind.
I agree. I mean, I think most people climb under a boulder and complain all day about the pressure on top of them. So this is a way to release that boulder and basically get on top of it and take a sun. So we'll be back in just a minute and tell all of you how you can access this. And stay open-minded and open-hearted, and you may transform to the person you've always dreamed of being.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. We're here with Kaya Roman, author of The Joy Plan, and now she is co-founder of Kera MD. And she's over in the West Coast Silicon Valley, and her dad is somebody we worked with for more than 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And I think his work with us has probably given you such a big imprint in dealing with people and their emotions. It must be a huge part of your life too.
Definitely. I'm very grateful to, you know, have the influence of my dad. And like, speaking about psychedelics, you know, it's funny, my dad actually wrote his master's thesis about ibogaine, the plant medicine. And, you know, my dad told me about his LSD experiences in college, like when I was in college, and yet I was always not interested in exploring that. I was afraid. I didn't really think I needed that or wanted that. But I, you know, I'd try everything else my dad recommended, every kind of therapy and group therapy and, right, you know, every other breath work and meditation. But when I finally had my first psychedelic experience, which was an ayahuasca journey in 2017, then I really understood what he was talking about, you know, that it can really open up expanded consciousness, you know, seeing beyond what we normally see. And it has been very profound for me, and it really inspired me to help as many people as possible access this medicine legally, safely, and, you know, with hopefully being affordable and available.
Yeah, well, in the last 6 to 8 months, I must have talked to 6 or 7 medical doctors that this is now part of their practice all over the world. And we're seeing that today that a Republican and a Democrat came together so that they could open up this potential, this possibility to the scientific community, and to remove these drugs from the nasty list to the list that may help people. Isn't that so?
Yes, very exciting. Today, the Breakthrough Therapies Act, a new bill that was filed by Cory Booker and Rand Paul, also that you know, would require the DEA to reschedule psychedelics, and also bipartisan House lawmakers announced the formation of a Congressional Psychedelic Medicine Caucus today, mm-hmm, to promote the development of these treatments. So it is a really exciting time to see that, you know, perception is changing, and it's based in science. I mean, this is all coming from the clinical trials, from work like MAPS. If anyone, you know, is interested in learning more about this, I definitely recommend checking out MAPS.org, who have been working tirelessly since the 80s to change these laws. So it's great that these kinds of healing modalities are going to soon be much more accessible.
That's right. I think the difficulty for most people to wrap their arms around this is that there was always a separation between open spiritual systems and belief and science poo-pooed them, and they poo-pooed science. Mm. And this has been a disservice for the human race.
Yes.
And I think we've come to the point where we've exhausted what I jokingly call the monkey show. Going along with the program, the monkey show has proven to fail. Consistent, constant failure. As a matter of fact, if you go along with the medical monkey show, it's highly likely you're going to be getting the number 3 killer in the United States, and that's pharmaceutical drugs and allopathic medicine. And so people are now looking for new avenues, new opportunities, and really many more people looking into themselves. We've been a surface society. We still are much a surface society that has shallow understandings of why we're here on the planet, and by the way, what it's about. And up until now, having stuff is supposed to be what turns you on. And people have all the stuff they need now, and it's not turning them on, and it's not opening them up. So it's time we move in this direction. So how do people get a hold of you? So you're working with physicians and nurses, and you know, the Ketamed, is that ketamed.com they get a hold of?
It's KetaMD, KetaMD.com. So if people are interested in ketamine treatment for mental health, someone that you love is struggling, I definitely recommend checking out that website. It has a lot of great resources. And, you know, if you happen to be a healthcare practitioner out there who wants to get involved in helping your patients with psychedelic medicine, we are recruiting more doctors and nurses. So KetaMD.com is great for that. For me personally, you know, I'm Kaia Roman, KaiaRoman.com. I'm on all the social media channels, Kaia Roman, author. You can find my book, The Joy Plan, on Amazon. It's in Target, Walmart. It's on Audible if you want to listen to it. It's available in Spanish as well. So please check out my book. And I just love to hear from people. I'm here to support. Like I said, my mission is to increase joy in the world. So I love to hear from people, and I always try to respond. So please reach out.
Kaia, comprende España? So let me ask you a question. What did Forbes say about your work, The Joy Plan?
You know, they did a wonderful article about my book, and they focused in on one specific aspect that I talked about in my book as it pertains to your career, and that there are actual different brain patterns that are more suited for different types of career paths.
Yes.
So if you Google The Joy Plan Forbes, you can read all about that, or grab my book, and there's a whole section on finding your ideal career based on your brain patterns.
So I really want to thank you so much for being with us, and it's just such a delight for Anna Marie and I to see
yes.
what you bloomed into, a young professional woman.
Oh, I love you guys.
out to help other people.
And we love your plant-based, too.
Yes.
It makes a big
yes. Taste. Well, yes. I have you guys to thank for, you know, my health and vitality. I'm so lucky that I found the Hippocrates program, that my dad found the Hippocrates program, and I got to tag along since I was a teenager. I'm sure I'll live a lot longer because of it. So thank you guys so much. Thanks for this conversation. And I look forward to seeing you the next time I'm in Florida.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, love. Bye-bye.
All of you listening.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All of you listening to us today have an opportunity to stay in the exact position you are now. And if that position gives you pain, discomfort, sadness, and takes your joy away, I'd strongly advise that you move on. And it's not giant steps that you have to take. It's little steps you have to take. And understand that you have all the sense of what to do inside of your own heart, but your mom and dad and your culture didn't tell you that. It's always been about dependency. And now is the time at the 21st century to become independent, become whole, become happy, and more important than anything else, be a contributor, just like Kaia, who we listened to today. Be well. We'll be with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.